The resurrection, lastly, was an assault by Jesus Christ on the last enemy against us all, which is what, everyone? Death. Jesus came and didn't just endure sin, endure sickness, and endure Satan. He assaulted them. Yes. It's what it says. He didn't just come and go, well, that's a bummer, and I'm going to try to stay well. I won't get sick. He didn't come and say, oh, demon possessed, that's a bummer. I'm going to keep them away, and I'm going to, okay. He came and assaulted sickness. When sickness got around him, power and healing in heaven, the reality of heaven, invaded earth, and he broke the power of that thing. That's pretty good. He attacked demons. Demons couldn't stay in people when he was in synagogues. He was casting out demons because he was assaulting Satan. And he assaulted sin, I mean, radically on that cross. He didn't just come and like, okay, I'm going to look the other way. Jesus is so committed to getting your sin paid for and you free from it that he himself, the second person of deity, put on the Adam clothes and wore them. Do you understand? That's what he did. It wasn't just that God became a man. That's shocking. But God became a man like us. That's a big deal. There's a man. Adam and Eve were not what we are originally. They became that, and we birthed out of them, became that. We became a race that's dying from birth. I'll have my 14th grandkid born today, and Abraham will come out. He will already be in the process of wasting away. But the gospel will be offered to him that he might enter into the new race. Jesus robed himself with the Adam body. This is big Bible. You need to know this. Jesus put the body of Adam on him. The word became flesh, and he had a body that could sin, get sick, and be oppressed by Satan, and you could kill it. But Jesus does not have that kind of body now. Jesus passed through the death, through the resurrection, and he has a body right now that cannot get sick, that cannot be affected by Satan, that will not ever, ever die again. Our brother, pardon my language, but it's Bible, our brother Jesus has blazed a trail for us, and he sits in the heavenly realms in a body right now. My daddy, who died in Ghana in 2011, dead, his body is laying in a grave in Missouri. His spirit, I believe, and soul is with the Lord. He's in heaven, but not with a body, because the body that my daddy wore cannot enter into the heavenly realms. Jesus has got the body that can sit at the right hand of God with fire and thunder and lightning come out and does not die. You're going to get that kind of body. Yes. You're going to get that kind of body, and it's coming. Resurrection has been planted in us, and the way we get that body is that Jesus makes an assault on death. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, just a couple verses and then we'll end here. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it says, therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same. That through death, watch this, Jesus took through death, through the vessel of death, that he might render powerless him who had the power of death. He rendered powerless the enemy by his own death, that is the devil. And he freed those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. Jesus took on death and went through death so he could kill the one who holds death, because that was a shocking day for Satan on the third day. You think it was shocking for those disciples who showed up to an empty grave and to angels who saw it happen? It was shocking, I believe, for Satan, because he had lost all grip then. Jesus had already beat him in sickness. He'd already beat him in casting out his demons. He had done that kind of stuff, but then he overcomes death in himself, and it's over. If last enemy's done, it's over. Now Jesus can say, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Our hope is not in this age in medicine. Our hope is in the resurrected King. Our great brother has blazed the way and has the first body of many bodies that are about to be handed out. We are going to not only just live on a cloud and play music. We talk about this. This isn't about you just getting out of hell and getting to heaven. This is about the restoration of what God meant for you in the first place. Everybody listen, I'm going to finish this. Resurrection, yes, secured your salvation, but it also saved something else. It saved the purpose of God. In Luke 19, verse 10, he said he came to seek and save that which was lost. All that was lost with Adam and Eve was not just Adam and Eve and their eternal destiny. That's not all that was lost. What was lost was God's divine designed plan. What was his divine designed plan? I'm going to fill planet Earth with image-bearing partners who will crush my enemy. They will subdue and rule and make Eden earth, and they will fill it up. God has determined to destroy that wicked angel that came to kill and destroy. And the way he's going to do it is not by his own power, but with me and you. You and I were made to be the image-bearing partners with God to get his global glory filling the earth. He won't do it any other way. You could go ask him why. I believe with my Bible, he's got all the power to do it by himself. I think in a word, he destroys Satan. In a word, he takes sickness off the planet. He releases every small child in human trafficking, but he's determined not to do that. He's determined to do this with us. I'm going to fill planet Earth with image-bearing partners that I put gifting and glory in as they walk in me and we together bring my glory in all the earth. You're made not only to be a lover, but to be a warrior. It says in 1 John 3:8, the very reason the Son of God manifested was to destroy the works of the devil. God's going to get his enemy taken care of, but he will not do it by himself. It's with you. You have purpose. Does everybody feel the purpose? Your soul was not only saved, but your purpose was saved. Some come short and just thank God I'm saved, and they're doing their job trying to retire and get to heaven and not hell. Amen. That's the entrance in, but that was the entrance into the big deal, which is life. Us having a union, being lovers of God and being warriors for God as we rule and reign forever. Something was saved at that resurrection, and it was your soul, but it was the purpose of God. We're supposed to go invade brothels and strip clubs and workplaces and neighborhoods with the very presence of God. Darkness is pervading, but you and I are his glorious partners. Are you on the mission? Do you sense the mission? Do you see sovereignly why you're born in this generation? Has it even begun to dawn on you the power and the glory of who you are in God's sight? I believe it has not dawned upon us yet. I'm giving my life to this, not building churches. I want to unlock the destiny of why God not only made us, but saved us. And he saved us for good works created in Christ Jesus, and that we might be his partners forever. And we're going to warm it up here. We're going to warm it up here in war, and then we're going to rule over cities forever on planet Earth. You're going to eat. You're going to drink. You're going to love. You're going to feel. There's going to be music. There's going to be art, I believe, for eternity. Heaven and earth are coming together. It's not some spiritual, ethereal thing. It's us in resurrected bodies, ruling and reigning with Jesus forever with no devil around anymore. But this is not that day. This is the day before that day. And this is a day where he's redeeming us. And there's war, as I end, over your minds. And I hope that on resurrection day, you'll know what's been saved. Yes, your soul, but your purpose has been saved if you'll receive it. If you'll receive it. And I'll say this. Many are rejecting the purpose of salvation. Some do, but many who get saved and get salvation reject purpose, and they sell out for trying to make heaven on earth the greatest little Disneyland for their families, and we miss the eternal, glorious purpose on planet Earth, which is that we rescue, and advance his glory, and then we live forever in glory with God. What a great, great opportunity you have this morning. I hope, and I invite with passion you to realize that the gospel and the resurrection of Jesus, the greatest historical event that ever happened, and well proven, and that God has saved not only your soul, but has saved your purpose. And I pray that dawns upon you and that you embrace us as a family as we all give ourselves to this thing. And we know that we do the little micro things and we do the macro with the macro vision. We're going to take care of the basic stuff. I'm not saying pay your taxes. Love your wife. Go cook dinner tonight. Wash your dishes. Clean your room, my children. Learn mercy, clean the room. Have dominion over the room. They're still working on it a little bit. But within the macro plan that we're cleaning this planet up, Jesus is invading every sphere, business, culture, everything, music. It's all his and for his glory. He's trying to activate us all to move in that. Amen.